Great Barrier Island is in dire need of a dentist, with some residents resorting to DIY solutions for pain relief because they can't afford the trip to the mainland for treatment. The remote island community in the Hauraki Gulf has had resident dentists in the past, but the last one retired in 2016, leaving all of his dental equipment to the community. Now, since then, visiting dentists have operated out of the clinic when possible, but it's been nearly a year since the last visit, and the demand for dental services on the island is growing. Luca Foreman has more.
Joanna Pekarski has lived on Great Barrier Island for 9 years and has seen the previous dentists come and go. Last year, part of her tooth broke off while she was eating dinner, leaving her with a nasty toothache.
It got painful and it was keeping me up at night, and the pain travelled down the nerve right to my jaw.
Joanna hasn't been able to travel to the mainland for treatment because of a broken leg, so she contacted an off-island dentist friend looking for an at-home remedy and posted the positive results on the local Facebook page.
People were grateful that I had done that because they could be in a similar situation. In fact, someone responded to my post that during COVID, he actually had to pull a tooth of his own. And people may be in that situation now if they can't get to town and or can't afford it.
Locals can catch a flight or a 4.5-hour ferry to reach the mainland. But Joanna says the rising cost of airfares on the island make it even more difficult for people to get the help they need.
Meanwhile, everyone's teeth are deteriorating because many people here don't have the resources to just go to town to get their teeth checked and cleaned.
Other locals feel regular visits from a dentist are desperately needed.
It is really hard, and it's quite expensive to get off island just to go to the dentist, you know? Flights are like ridiculously expensive.
I would like to see something more regular than a couple of times a month, because you can't ever anticipate when a toothache's going to be happening.
It would be nice to have something here on the island, especially for older people or emergency stuff.
Community worker Lisa Eves says WINS funding of up to $1,000 is available for people who can't afford a trip off the island.
The most immediate dental stuff has been dealt with really well by assistance from WINS. It's definitely a need, but the emergency dentistry has been managed quite well, I think.
However, if the total cost is more than $1,000, the extra money has to be paid back. Leonie Howie, a trustee of the Community Health Trust, says preventative care is what the island really needs.
We don't want the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff that WINS is able to provide by this flying off service. We want people who have problems to have a dentist at least coming once a month, if not once a fortnight.
The Community Trust has put out the call to the Dental Association, hoping to set up a roster of volunteer dentists to service the island. The money spent on appointments would then be used to pay for their flights and other expenses. The hope is this might attract a dentist to stay on the island long term.
Maybe the social enterprise is only for a period of, say, 2 to 5 years, until we can prove to dentists that this could be a flourishing business for them and welcome them to come and settle on the island.
She's encouraging any dentists keen for an adventure on the remote island to get in touch.